All right, hey everyone, get ready, because today we're going deep. We're diving into the minds of some of the biggest investors out there, institutional investors.
These are the giants that move markets, and we're trying to figure out what's on their radar.
What are they betting on? What are they excited about? We're talking QuantumScape, Coinbase Global, Marathon Digital Holdings.
And of course, we can't forget the Titan itself, Amazon.
It's a wild mix of companies, right? From cutting-edge battery tech to the world of crypto to, well, everything Amazon does.
It's a fascinating snapshot of where institutional investors see the future heading, and maybe even a glimpse of what innovations might change our lives.
All right, so let's start with QuantumScape. Now, whenever I hear QuantumScape, one phrase pops into my head. Forever battery.
Yes. The holy grail of electric vehicles.
Right. Imagine charging your car as fast as you charge your phone and having a battery that just lasts and lasts and lasts. It sounds almost like science fiction, but that's the future QuantumScape is trying to build.
They're developing solid-state batteries specifically for electric vehicles, and it's a potential game changer. We're talking lighter batteries, safer batteries.
Batteries that charge faster and hold way more energy than the lithium-ion batteries we have now. No wonder investors are intrigued.
This is a classic example of investors betting on disruptive technology. The EV market is exploding, and whoever figures out the battery problem stands to make a fortune.
Okay, so let's break this down a bit. Yeah. How do these solid-state batteries actually work? What makes them so different from, you know, the batteries we're all used to?
It all comes down to the materials. Instead of those liquid or gel electrolytes that you find in your typical lithium-ion battery, solid-state batteries use, well, a solid electrolyte.
Okay, so it sounds like a small change, but what difference does that actually make?
That small change makes a huge difference. It makes the battery much less likely to overheat, so, you know, they're less likely to catch fire, which is a big deal for safety.
Right, because we've all seen those stories about, you know, phones or laptops catching fire. That's got to be a major concern with EVs, too.
Absolutely. And on top of that, solid-state batteries have the potential to charge much, much faster, and they can store significantly more energy. We're talking potentially doubling or even tripling the range of an electric vehicle.
Wow. Okay, so we're talking not just about convenience, like, oh, I can charge my car faster.
Right.
We're talking about a massive leap forward in safety and a potential solution to one of the biggest hurdles holding back EV adoption.
Exactly. If they can pull this off, solid-state batteries could completely revolutionize the automotive industry and maybe even how we think about energy storage in general.
So it's no wonder institutional investors are paying close attention to QuantumScape. But as you mentioned, this is still a relatively young company. They haven't actually started mass production yet, right?
Correct. They're making good progress. They've hit some important milestones. They've even got a partnership with Volkswagen, which adds a lot of credibility.
Oh, yeah. Volkswagen getting on board is a big deal.
Mm.
They're not exactly known for being, you know, super adventurous with unproven technologies.
Right, exactly. So for institutional investors, it's all about weighing that risk. The risk that QuantumScape might not be able to deliver on their promises against the potential reward, the reward of being in early on a company that could completely reshape an entire industry.
It's like a high-stakes gamble, but the potential payoff could be enormous. So it's understandable why these big investors are so interested. All right, let's move on from electric vehicles to the equally exciting and some might say even more volatile world of cryptocurrency. We're talking Coinbase Global and Marathon Digital Holdings.
These two companies represent two very different facets of this rapidly evolving space. It's a space that's attracting a lot of attention from institutional investors right now. They're trying to figure out where they fit in, how to navigate it.
Well, it feels like you can't go a day without hearing about Bitcoin or Ethereum or some other cryptocurrency making headlines. So let's break it down. Where do Coinbase and Marathon fit into all of this? How are they attracting the attention of these big time investors?
Okay, so Coinbase. They're basically the go-to platform for buying, selling, and storing cryptocurrencies. Especially for people new to the whole crypto scene, it's a pretty user-friendly way to get started.
So you're saying they're like the on-ramp to the crypto highway?
You could say that, yeah. They offer a wide range of those digital assets to choose from. But what's really interesting is that Coinbase isn't just sitting back and riding the crypto wave. They're actively engaging with regulators. They're trying to shape policy.
That seems smart. The crypto world, you know, well, let's just say it doesn't exactly have the best reputation when it comes to regulation. It can feel a bit like the Wild West out there.
Exactly. And that's why what Coinbase is doing is so important. They're trying to build trust. They're trying to establish legitimacy for the entire industry.
Which makes a lot of sense if you're a big institutional investor. You're not going to just throw your money into something that feels like a risky, unregulated free-for-all. You want some stability. You want some clarity.
Right. And that's what Coinbase is trying to provide. They're trying to bridge that gap between the traditional financial world and the world of crypto. Now, Marathon Digital Holdings, they take a completely different approach. They're all about Bitcoin mining.
So they're the ones actually digging up those digital gold nuggets, right? I always imagine them, in some secret underground bunker with rows and rows of supercomputers, just crunching numbers, searching for those elusive bitcoins.
Well, you're not far off with the supercomputer image. But Marathon's doing something interesting. They're addressing one of the biggest criticisms of Bitcoin mining, which is its energy consumption.
Yeah, that's a big one. You hear a lot about, the environmental impact of all those computers constantly running. It's a valid concern.
It is. And Marathon is trying to address it head on. They're committed to sustainability. They're focusing on securing energy sources that are cost-effective, but also environmentally friendly.
So they're trying to like mine Bitcoin with a conscience.
Exactly. They're not just
Yeah.
chasing profits. They're trying to do it in a way that's responsible, that's aligned with the whole ESG movement.
ESG, that's environmental, social, and governance, right?
Yep. It's a big deal for a lot of investors these days. They want to put their money into companies that are doing good for the world, not just making money.
So Marathon is positioning itself as the what, the eco-friendly Bitcoin miner?
In a way, yes. And that's a smart move because it sets them apart from the competition, especially as more and more investors prioritize ESG factors.
Okay, so we've got Coinbase making crypto more accessible, trying to build trust with regulators, and we've got Marathon focusing on the mining side of things, but doing it with a focus on sustainability. It seems like institutional investors are looking at the crypto world from all angles, trying to figure out how to play it.
They are. It's a fascinating space to watch because it's so unpredictable. I mean, is crypto a bubble that's going to burst? Or is it the future of finance?
Those are the million-dollar questions, right? And honestly, I don't think anyone has the answers. But one thing is clear. Institutional investors aren't ignoring it. They're taking it seriously. And their investments are going to have a huge impact on how this whole thing plays out. All right, we've talked batteries, we've talked crypto, and now it's time to bring on the 800-pound gorilla in the room, the company that needs no introduction, Amazon. Ticker symbol AMZN.
Ah, yes. The everything store, and I do mean everything. They dominate e-commerce. They practically invented cloud computing with Amazon Web Services.
They're into healthcare, entertainment, groceries. It's almost hard to keep track of everything they're involved in.
Their dominance in e-commerce is pretty much undeniable. And Amazon Web Services, their cloud computing platform, it's become this absolute profit-generating machine. It powers a huge chunk of the internet. Just those two things alone make them an absolute force to be reckoned with.
But what's interesting to me is that they're not just resting on their laurels. They're not just, sitting back and counting their mountains of cash. They're constantly pushing into new territory.
That's what makes them so attractive to investors, right? That constant innovation, that drive to disrupt. They're not afraid to experiment, to try new things.
Like their move into healthcare with the acquisition of One Medical. It's a bold move, and it's definitely shaking things up in the industry.
Yeah, think about it. You combine Amazon's logistics expertise, their vast network of delivery drivers and warehouses, with a network of doctors and clinics. Suddenly, you could order a prescription and have it delivered to your door within an hour. You could have a virtual consultation with a doctor from the comfort of your own home.
It's like Amazon Prime for healthcare.
Yeah.
That's a powerful concept. And it shows that they're thinking big, they're thinking long term.
And that's what institutional investors are looking for. They want to bet on companies that aren't just playing the short game. They want companies that are building something that's going to last.
But let's be real. It's not all sunshine and roses for Amazon,
Right.
right? They're a massive company. And with that comes a lot of scrutiny, a lot of challenges.
Oh, absolutely. They're facing antitrust investigations. They're dealing with data privacy concerns. They've got to navigate all sorts of regulatory hurdles, and they're constantly in the public eye. Everything they do gets scrutinized.
So it's not just about the potential for growth and innovation. It's also about managing those risks, navigating the complex regulatory landscape, and also, being a responsible corporate citizen.
It's a delicate balancing act. But so far, Amazon seems to be handling it pretty well. And that's what makes them such a fascinating company to watch.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here. QuantumScape with their game-changing battery tech, Coinbase and Marathon navigating the wild world of crypto, and Amazon, well, being Amazon. It's a pretty amazing snapshot of what's happening in the world of investing, in the world of technology.
It's a reminder that we live in a time of incredible change, and the companies that can adapt, that can innovate, those are the ones that are going to thrive.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're zooming in. We're focusing on October 24th specifically.
What happened on that day? Why were institutional investors so focused on these particular companies? We'll unravel that mystery in part two of our deep dive. Stay with us.
Welcome back. All right, it's time to put on our detective hats and zoom in on October 24th. Remember, we're trying to figure out what happened on that specific day that got those institutional investors so interested in QuantumScape, Coinbase, Marathon Digital, and Amazon.
Right. We don't have access to, you know, the secret meetings and insider information of those big investment firms.
But we can look at what was happening in the news, how the markets were moving, and maybe even try to pick up on some of the rumors and whispers that were circulating.
It's like we're piecing together a puzzle. All right, let's start with QuantumScape. Remember, they're still in that development phase, working towards bringing their solid-state batteries to market.
Right. So what could have happened on October 24th to suddenly make them even more interesting to investors? Well, I remember they announced their QS0 pilot manufacturing facility a while back. That facility is all about producing those prototype batteries.
Yeah.
Really testing out their manufacturing processes at scale.
You're on the right track. Any positive news coming out of QS0 would be a huge signal to those investors.
Like, hey, this isn't just a lab experiment anymore.
Exactly. They're actually moving towards mass production. They're proving that their technology can work in the real world, and that's what gets investors excited.
So even a hint, like a rumor, that those prototype batteries were performing well, or that the production line was running smoothly, that could have been enough to get those institutional investors thinking, okay, this is getting real.
Absolutely. It's all about those early indicators of success, those signs that a company is on the right path.
And remember, those institutional investors, they're the ones with the deep pockets. They're the ones who can really move the needle.
Right, exactly. So if they start to believe that QuantumScape is the real deal, well, that could have a huge impact on the company's future.
Okay. Let's shift gears to Coinbase. They're all about making crypto more accessible, more user-friendly, and also building trust with regulators.
Right. So what was happening in the crypto world on or around October 24th that might have made Coinbase even more attractive to these big investors?
Well, remember, we were talking about their efforts to engage with regulators to try to shape crypto policy.
Right. Maybe there was some positive development on that front around October 24th.
Like maybe a key regulator hinted at a more favorable stance towards crypto, or maybe Coinbase secured a new partnership that would help legitimize them in the eyes of the traditional financial world.
Exactly. Remember, institutional investors, especially those who are more traditional, they're still a little bit wary of crypto. They're looking for signs that it's becoming more stable, more mainstream.
So any indication that the regulatory landscape was becoming more clear, that Coinbase was gaining more acceptance, that would be a big deal for them.
It would send a signal that, hey, crypto is here to stay and Coinbase is positioned to be a major player.
And remember, Coinbase is constantly expanding. They're not just about buying and selling crypto anymore. They're moving into things like NFTs and staking. Maybe they announced a new feature or a new partnership that would make them even more of a one-stop shop for all things crypto.
Right. They're constantly innovating. They're staying ahead of the curve, which is what investors like to see.
Okay, let's move on to Marathon Digital Holdings. The Bitcoin miners with a conscience. They're focused on sustainable energy sources, trying to, you know, mine Bitcoin in a way that's good for the planet.
Right. But we know that Bitcoin's price can be incredibly volatile. So was there some major price movement on or around October 24th that might have driven interest in Marathon?
Maybe. Bitcoin's price is definitely a factor, but remember, Marathon is all about the operational side of things. They're constantly working to increase their mining capacity, improve their energy efficiency, secure those cost-effective, environmentally friendly energy sources.
Right. So maybe they announced a major upgrade to their mining infrastructure or a new partnership that would give them access to even more clean energy.
Something that would show they're serious about scaling their operations, but doing it in a sustainable way.
Right. Maybe they announced a big increase in their hash rate.
Hold on. Hash rate. Now, for those of us who aren't, crypto mining experts, what exactly is a hash rate?
It's basically a measure of their computing power. The higher the hash rate, the more bitcoins they can potentially mine.
So if Marathon announced that they were significantly boosting their hash rate, that would be a big deal for investors. It would mean they're becoming more efficient, more profitable.
Exactly. It's not just about riding the waves of Bitcoin's price. Mm-hmm. It's about building a solid, efficient mining operation that can weather those price swings and consistently generate returns.
And of course, there's the whole sustainability angle. Maybe they announced a new partnership for renewable energy, or they secured a major contract with a company that really values their environmentally friendly approach.
Right. Anything that strengthens their position as the leading sustainable Bitcoin miner would definitely catch the eye of investors.
Okay, so for QuantumScape, Coinbase, and Marathon Digital, October 24th might have been a day of positive news flow, a day of exciting announcements, or even just rumors of good things to come. And for institutional investors, that kind of news is like a siren song.
They're constantly searching for those signals, those signs that a company is on the verge of something big.
Now, what about Amazon? They're already this massive company, a global powerhouse. What could have possibly happened on October 24th to make them stand out even more?
Well, remember, they're pushing into all sorts of new areas. They're expanding into healthcare, battling it out in the streaming wars with Amazon Prime Video. They're always pushing the boundaries of technology.
Right. So maybe there was news about how they were integrating One Medical into their existing ecosystem. Imagine if they announced a new telehealth platform that leveraged their vast network of delivery drivers and warehouses.
Right. It would be like Amazon Prime, but for healthcare. You order a prescription, and it shows up at your door in an hour or two. You have a virtual consultation with a doctor without ever leaving your house. That's the kind of innovation that gets investors really excited.
And what about their entertainment arm? Amazon Prime Video is becoming a real player in the streaming wars. Maybe they announced a major content deal, like securing the exclusive rights to a highly anticipated movie or TV show.
Oh, yeah. They're spending billions on content. A big announcement like that could have definitely sent shockwaves through the industry and made investors even more bullish on Amazon.
So even for a company as established and as dominant as Amazon, there's always something new happening, something that can pique the interest of those institutional investors, whether it's expanding into new markets, launching innovative products, or just executing their existing strategies really well. They're a company that seems to be constantly on the move.
And that's why it's so important to pay attention to what they're doing. They're often a leading indicator of where the world is heading.
All right, so we've explored some of the possible reasons why QuantumScape, Coinbase, Marathon Digital, and Amazon might have been on the radar of those institutional investors on October 24th. But let's zoom out for a second. Let's think about the big picture. What do these investment trends tell us about the future? Are we on the verge of a battery revolution, a crypto-powered economy?
That's the big question, isn't it? And honestly, no one has a crystal ball. But what we can say is that these investments reflect a belief in innovation, a willingness to embrace new technologies.
And a recognition that the world is changing faster than ever before.
Exactly. And for our learner out there, that's the key takeaway. It's not just about understanding these specific companies or these specific technologies. It's about developing a mindset of continuous learning, of adaptability.
The world is full of exciting opportunities, but it's also full of challenges. And those who are willing to embrace change, to learn new things, those are the ones who are going to thrive.
I couldn't agree more. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, but there's one more question we need to explore. Why should you, our listener, care about what institutional investors are doing? How does this all connect to your life?
That's a great question. We'll tackle that in the final part of our episode. Stay tuned, because it's about to get even more interesting. Okay, so we've gone deep on the why. We've explored those motivations behind institutional investors, why they're interested in companies like QuantumScape, Coinbase, Marathon Digital, and Amazon.
Right. We've talked about the big picture trends.
We even played a little financial detective trying to pinpoint what might have happened on that specific day, October 24th, that really sparked their interest.
Right. But now let's bring it all home. Let's connect those, those seemingly distant investment decisions back to you.
Right. Because it's easy to think that, Wall Street is this whole other world. This world that doesn't really affect our everyday lives.
But that's not true at all. I mean, the reality is those decisions, those investments, they have ripple effects that we all feel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, take QuantumScape. Let's say they really do crack the code on these solid-state batteries.
It's not just about, oh, I can charge my electric car faster.
Right. It's way bigger than that.
It could be a total energy revolution. I mean, imagine a world where electric cars are just as affordable as gasoline cars.
Where they can go just as far on a single charge.
And they charge in minutes instead of hours.
Hmm.
We're talking clean energy that's accessible to everyone.
Yeah. That's not just convenient. It's like game-changing for the planet.
Exactly. And then there's crypto. Love it or hate it, it's here. At least for now, right? And those big institutions, the more they invest, the more it becomes part of our lives.
Because money talks, right? Mm. Money makes things happen.
Right. And the more money flows into crypto, the more businesses are going to accept it, the more developers are going to build on it, the more it's going to become, well, just normal.
It'll become like using a credit card or paying with your phone.
Yeah.
You won't even think twice about it. And then, of course, there's the giant in the room, Amazon.
Oh, yeah, Amazon. It's like this massive experiment playing out in real time right in front of us.
And the results of that experiment affect all of us.
Right. They're grappling with issues that are like fundamental to the 21st century. Antitrust concerns, data privacy, you know, the responsible use of artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Amazon is like a microcosm of the challenges and opportunities we face as a society. So for our learner out there, why should you care about all of this?
It's not just about becoming some like master investor.
No, it's about understanding the forces that are shaping our world. It's about being informed.
It's about developing a critical lens. We're bombarded with information all the time, right? From all directions.
Yeah.
But being able to filter that information and being able to understand the motivations behind it, that's powerful.
That's how you make informed decisions, not just about investing, but about, well, everything.
Right. It's like we were saying earlier, the world is changing and it's changing fast. New technologies are emerging. Old industries are being disrupted.
And the rules of the game are constantly being rewritten.
Exactly. So you've got to be adaptable. You've got to be curious.
You've got to challenge your assumptions. Be willing to learn new things.
Don't just accept things at face value, right?
Right.
Dig a little deeper. Ask those tough questions. Seek out different perspectives.
Because that's how you become a truly informed citizen. That's how you participate in this, you know, this rapidly changing world. And that's what we're all about here at The Deep Dive.
Right. Absolutely.
We're your guides.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to help you make sense of it all, to sift through all the noise and find the nuggets of knowledge that really matter.
So keep learning. Stay engaged.
Never stop asking those questions.
And never stop exploring, because there's a whole world of amazing discoveries out there waiting to be made.
Absolutely. All right, that's it for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
And we'll see you next time.